Riding to protest, that's how Alitalia flight attendant Angela Amorino now spends her days after 11 years in the skies. When ITA, the new airline set to replace flag carrier Alitalia, launches on October 15th, it's unclear if Amorino will have a job. The day before speaking to us, she had just returned from working a long-haul flight.
When I left New York and when we were taking off, I felt that was the last time. Could be the last time. My last flight. And then we are really suffering. Really hurt.
Some 11,000 Alitalia employees are set to lose their jobs. Trade unions are trying to pressure ITA to hire the majority of them back. With plans to fly fewer routes, ITA has said it will hire 2,800 workers when they launch and another 3,000 next year. Alessandra Migliaccio is worried.
If I go in an office and say, good morning, I'm a good flight attendant, they say, oh, okay, very nice. But what we can do with you? Nothing.
The workers also want to keep wages at the same level. Unlikely since the European Commission ruled this month that ITA is distinct from Alitalia, hence not bound by its contracts. That also means ITA isn't on the hook for 900 million euros in illegal state support Alitalia received. For decades, Alitalia has defied travel to Italy. Even popes relied on the carrier to reach their far-flung flock. The brand has also come to symbolize huge losses.
From 2000 to 2020, they never close a balance sheet that is positive. So the annual account, every year they lose money.
So that's not a good predictor that ITA will do any better.
Yeah, exactly.
Despite its troubled past, ITA sees real value in the brand name Alitalia and is willing to spend big money on it because they realize the name is synonymous with Italy itself. And they've put in a bid, perhaps topping more than 200 million euros for the rights to that name.
Some aviation experts question the whole idea of a flag carrier.
If I was an Italian, as I said, if I was an Italian taxpayer, I would think that, you know, maybe we can spend our money on better things. Do we need an Italian airline in modern Europe? What, once upon a time, perhaps we need an Italian airline because otherwise no one would fly to Rome. Really? You're telling me that?
Not a philosophy shared by the government. Indeed, Italy is betting on the new airline, backing it with more than 1.3 billion euros in state funds. The hope is that ITA, perhaps just a reborn Alitalia, will find its wings and take off financially. Adam Rini, Al Jazeera, Rome.